Without question, the greatest invention in the history of mankind is beer. Oh, I grant you that the wheel was also a fine invention, but the wheel does not go nearly as well with pizza. Dave Barry. This is a story about quitting when you're behind. Bud Light's latest Dilly Dilly ads continue the medieval theme, but omits Dilly Dilly. A representative said the slogan is going to be part of everything they do, just not everything they do. No, you heard right. They don't want to burn it out. Wonder if it's the same person at InBev, the Belgian company that owns Anheuser-Busch and the Bud Light brand, who said sales would be up 6 months after the ad first broke on the 2018 Super Bowl. They should have said, oops, and they should have known. Distributors were troubled with the campaign and didn't want to give it full support. But beer cooler heads prevailed. Our validated and predictive engagement metrics showed that the ad was watched but not engaged with. Brand Keys warned them about that in an article entitled, Dilly Dilly, or Haven't These Folks Heard of Strategy Strategy? Sure, it's possible for Dilly Dilly to become a catchphrase like, what's up? But unlike the Bud campaign, it won't boost sales. Dilly Dilly entertains, but it doesn't engage consumers with the brand, the critical part of that phrase being the brand. Someone should remind creative and marketing teams that they're actually hired to sell stuff. Terrific, if they're amusing and become catchphrases. But buzz alone doesn't sell beer. It mostly sells t-shirts. If distributors really want to sell beer, they need something more than an entertaining episodic movie. They need an actual strategy. Continuing falls in sales may be enough to drive Bud Light distributors to drink, but it's more likely they'll be drinking whiskey. Or even wine. Engagement levels for brown goods and wine are up significantly in our index. Craft beer engagement levels remain steady. And where there's engagement, there's always sales.
What happened? Just what our leading indicator loyalty metric forewarned. AB InBev reported sharply lower U.S. beer volume, YOY. Volume for Bud Light fell nearly 7%. The company said it is seeking consistent improvements in brand health and market share trends, which is pretty much what they're supposed to be doing. Too bad it's not working. Some of the lower volume is due to a more limited pool of younger drinkers. Millennials are shifting from beer to wine and spirits. The proportion of beer's core drinking group, young white males, is dropping precipitously. AB InBev can't continue to blame craft brewers that capitalize on the trend for more natural, locally brewed beer when mass marketers did nothing regarding those trends, and even craft beers are feeling the pinch. The execs who said sales of Bud Light would be up in 6 months following the initial Dilly Dilly campaign blamed a much colder start to the year than 2017, when warmer weather drove beer sales. That would mean, apparently, weather has a greater effect than actual brand positioning and advertising. But according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the difference between 2017's March through May average temperature for the contiguous United States and 2018 was only 1.1 degree Fahrenheit. Dilly dilly that.